This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I don't know if this was technically a demand by Micah Parsons of the Dallas Cowboys, but he definitely has some thoughts about what the team should be doing this offseason. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Yeah, Micah Parsons really laying it on thick, basically saying they need way more talent in this building. And he wants this call to action to the Cowboys front office, Perloff, where he just watched your Philadelphia Eagles and a division rival win the Super Bowl with lots of talent. And now he says the talent's there. We just got to be aggressive the same way other teams did. Now, this is according to the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. More from Parsons. I don't want to sit back and watch other teams build and build and us stay the same. Mm-hmm. Definitely some call to action. I want to see us become aggressive and get some players that will come in and make an impact. I want to see us bring back our own players. That's just as important. Let's see what we can do there. Do you think he's not so subtly sending a message like, hey, if you don't start building more of a winner, I might start looking elsewhere?
Yeah, I mean, it does seem that way. And of course, I always joke that bring him home to Philadelphia. I know he's an Eagles fan. So he's going to say this, but again, we talked about the Steelers earlier in the show. Like, what makes you think that the Cowboys are going to do anything differently? They're just so set in their ways. I think they're going to ignore him. Honestly, I think they sign him to a huge deal and he stays. But I don't know. I feel like they're just going to repeat history again and again and again. He can say this all he wants. It's not going to happen.
I also think that, you know, I don't think this is going to make the Cowboys front office sweat. I don't think it's going to make them move.
No.
I don't think it's going to make them do anything. And, you know, the only thing that Micah Parsons can do to try to get the attention of the front office is to demand a trade. And if you're not going to do that, well, then get out of here. You know, I'm not saying that that the players can't give suggestions. Hell, Joe Burrow's literally out there on podcasts saying, here are all the options of how we can move my cap number. And, you know, players are smart and they know the sport very well. But, you know, the only thing that you can do is demand a trade. There's no other thing. I truly believe this. There's no other thing a star player can do that can make a front office make a move.
The only thing is to
demand a trade.
And even so, the front office doesn't have to grant it.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, if Micah Parsons is really serious, and this is not just lip service, which I think it is. I think that Parsons has learned from Jerry. You say stuff. You get people riled up. You make them think that you really care. I'm sure Parsons does care. But it's like we mistake words for action.
But he's not going
to. Just because you say it doesn't mean anything's going to happen. If Micah Parsons really wants the Cowboys to move on something, you threaten to leave. That's the only leverage
you
have.
There's no. Yeah. Why do the Cowboys have to even listen to him? Like,
oh, if he demands a trade, you mean?
Yeah, like, well, that's a no. First of all, they're about to sign him. Right, to some huge deal, which will have such a dead cap hit on a trade, it won't even matter. Like, there's no chance they're not re-signing Micah Parsons. So you're right, it's a totally empty threat, and there's no trade threat coming. Unfortunately, because I've been eyeing this guy forever, I'm a huge Micah Parsons fan, there's just no way he's not going to play 10 years in Dallas. There's just no scenario. But that being said, like, he is saying the right thing. Like, the Cowboys, they need a poke in the butt here. Like, they need to start. Like, not signing Derrick Henry last year was one of the all-time great personnel mistakes. He was right there in your state. Just grab him. And you know what? It's last year's offseason was that bad. If that can't spur this Cowboys franchise into action, then I don't know what will. So at least he's saying the right thing. I see what you're saying. Like, it's empty, but I'm not going to kill him for that. Like, they got to do something here. Look at their team.
Well, here's the other part. If you really are, and I'm not trying to make this like an anti-Micah Parsons thing. I think generally he's, you know, listen, some of the stuff on the podcast that he says, I think is a distraction. But look, again, look who the owner is. I mean, it's the king of distractions and Jerry Jones. But I guess part of this, too, is are you willing to take less? Like, you want them to go do X, Y, Z, right? And the Cowboys will tell you, well, there's this thing called a salary cap. And that's what they told you about Derrick Henry. And we didn't have enough money for him. And we have to try to maneuver all this stuff. Dak's not taking a penny less. CD didn't take a penny less. And I don't think Michael Parsons is taking a penny less. So, you know what? At some point, yeah, if you have Howie Roseman as your GM like the Eagles do, everybody gets paid and it doesn't seem like the bill ever becomes due.
Right, that's what he's talking about.
Right. But you know what? Obviously, the Cowboys are not as good at this thing as the Eagles are. So, if you're going to ask for every penny, yeah, which I think Michael Parsons is going to do, I'm not so sure, and then also say, and also, by the way, you've got to sign everybody under the sun and everyone, like, you sound silly.
No, come on. Get out of here. First of all, I don't know what he says on the podcast that bothers you. He says him and CJ Stroud going on that tour of Asia was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Also,
he did top five quarterbacks and didn't put Dak Prescott in there. That was silly.
First of all,
a must-lie situation. You got to put your own quarterback in those top five lists, even if you have Nathan Peterman as your starter.
You said the Cowboys were playing well as their season was falling apart.
Again, right thing to say. Actually, the Dak thing was it, but I think the Dak thing was a miscommunication. I thought he implied that Dak didn't need to be in that list. Watch the Micah Parsons when they're losing, and watch him when they game. That guy does not give up. He is a real high effort player.
How big of him? I mean, what are we doing here? You're a professional athlete. Of course, you shouldn't give up.
Oh my God!
One of the highest paid players about to be in the league. One of the biggest stars in the league, and we're patting him on the back for caring.
Oh my God! Forget it.
What?
I mean, they're down by three touchdowns, and Micah Parsons is the highest energy player on the entire field for both teams right after the opposite. Like, that's not something that every NFL player does. That guy's got real motor.
Bosa does it. TJ Watt does it. Miles Garrett does it.
I don't know.
Fred Warner does it. I don't see these guys mailing in defensive efforts just because they're down.
Watch TJ Watt on a run play, and then let's talk. And that being said, like, TJ Watt's you're talking about like Hall of Famers.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
They're in the games. Like, they're winning football games. Micah Parsons has been on this team that is last year was teetering towards irrelevance, and he was still going out like a madman. I honestly don't think it's as easy as you say it is. Like, everybody's doing that. The rest of the team wasn't giving that kind of effort. He was definitely giving that kind of effort. And I don't know. I just like think he's really, really a great player. I'd like to see him out of Dallas. I'd like to see him on a contender.
855-212-4227. Do you like what Michael Parsons had to say, which essentially got to be aggressive, got to sign everybody and their own players and also him? Say that in this particular interview, but, you know, I'm sure he wants his money too. He was patient last year, to his credit.
Yeah.
You know, CeeDee Lamb's holding out. You had major contract stuff going on with Dak Prescott, and Michael Parsons was not a problem last year. He was not demanding, even though he could have had an extension last year. He was very patient. Now his time.
Well, I don't think anyone's going to have a problem with him saying they got to make moves in free agency. Is that that's a pretty safe comment, right? Why would anyone have you're saying like, oh, it's an empty threat, but still the thought is right on, right? Does anybody think the Cowboys should not be more aggressive in free agency?
No, I think but again, we don't know the direction that they're going in. I mean, you're somebody who's advocated for them to do a full rebuild, you know, which is almost impossible because they're playing Dak so much and CD so much.
Right, but do something. Well, at least that's something. Take some kind of decisive action one way or the other.
Yeah.
Honestly, if you're really going to do a rebuild, maybe trade Parsons. I have no idea. But as Micah Parsons, he has to get into a mic and say, I want the team to be aggressive. Like, he's got to present like he wants to win football games.
I think he actually does.
Of course he does.
I do. I just think him saying, listen, front office, you really got to get you know, you got to get going here.
Right.
It just doesn't mean anything, you know?
But it's definitely the right thing to say, right?
Sure. 855-212-4227. What do you think, EJ? The call to action.
I agree, Pearl. I think it's the right thing to say. I just think the problem is, so they're not going to. So then what? I think that's the issue, is that when you, it's the problem the Dallas Cowboys have is like they talk too much.
Yeah.
So he says, we got to go get aggressive.
Yeah.
They're not going to be aggressive. So we're going to come in next season and they're going to say, hey, Micah Parsons, they weren't aggressive. Now what? He's going to say, well, I guess we're going to go out there and just, like, to me, you're talking yourself into problems that shouldn't exist. We all know the Cowboys have an issue with their cap situation. We know they got to pay Micah a bunch of money this season. So the idea that they're going to make these massive splashes is probably unlikely. So him saying this is only now going to rev up the fan base again and say, yep, Micah said it. So that means, like, we need to get pressure on Jerry. If it's not going to change anything, then what are we doing here? You might as well just be quiet, work on yourself, work on the team that you have, and then try to say, hey, we're going to try to go out and be a better team than we were last year with the guys we got. There's no savior coming, because there isn't.
I don't know. That's not Micah Parsons. That's not who Micah Parsons is, though. I mean, he's all the guy has been since he was walked into Penn State's campus has not shut up like that. Would you rather
media
have,
star, current media star, actually?
Would you rather have Miles Garrett, who's just like, nah, let's not build this team. I just want the heck out of here. Which I understand what he's doing in Cleveland. Like, I just think that Micah Parsons is, by doing this, committing to the team. Like, if I'm a Cowboys fan, I'm like, yes, he wants to build a winner here. He doesn't want to get out like Miles Garrett.
Well, I also think it's a little bit of you're distancing yourself also from the front office, right? Which is like, you guys got to do something. I'm over here.
Yeah,
you guys got to get it done. It's, you know.
He's a defensive end. Like, what? Of course, that's a fight they do. He's not even a quarterback. Like,
I know.
If we're acting like he has any say in this stuff.
Well, I think that's how good he is. Like, that's we're giving him a lot of respect. Like, we treat him almost like a quarterback because he's so good on defense.
If I'm a fan, I'm very glad he's saying this. Like, put as much pressure as possible on the front office.
I think the question is, will it do anything? 855-212-4227. I think Jerry will finally listen. If it's Micah Parsons, I think what it does is it's greasing the tracks for a potential trade request. Like, you know, not to take it to a different sport, but I think Giannis has done a little bit of this. If you pay attention to what Giannis Antetokounmpo says sometimes in these off seasons, he'll say, listen, if we're not committed to winning, then I don't know if I can commit to Milwaukee, right? I have to see at all times that the front office is showing a commitment to win. And I think he was always trying to lay some breadcrumbs like, hey, Milwaukee, don't get mad at me if the front office doesn't do their part and I ask to go to a contender because I'm just so competitive, I just have to win at all costs. We're not there yet with Micah. He hasn't gotten paid. I think he still wants to be a Cowboy. But it almost feels like the, hey, guys, I've been telling you since 2025, all I want is to win. And if the front office can't hold up their end of the bargain, what do you want me to do? My hands are tied. Like, it feels like a modern athlete's version of down the line, I could be requesting a trade if they don't fulfill my demands.
Yeah, I think he loves the star in his helmet. I don't think he's going to Carolina. I think he's like, Micah Parsons likes the spotlight,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Does he really want to leave Dallas?
He kind of finds it. I think he'd be a star, you know, with the podcast and all that stuff and his career at Penn State. I think he'd be a star whether he was on the Cowboys, whether he was on the Browns, whether he was on the 49ers. Like, he stands out.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it helps to be in Dallas compared to the Browns. Like, if he went to the Browns, oof.
I don't know. I mean, Miles Garrett's a big star. Baker Mayfield was a huge star. These guys went to the Browns. I think if you're meant for this and if you love the microphone and the spotlight, I think the NFL, like, with how popular it is, you'll get it. Like, the Detroit Lions, like, Amon Ross St. Brown is a huge star.
Well, not like Micah Parsons, though. I mean, if Amon Ross St. Brown was there and the Cowboys are producing like that, he would basically be, I don't know, the President of the United States. Like, the Cowboys get you hype. I mean, they have so many more eyeballs on their games. That's just a numbers thing.
Yeah. 855-212-4227. Okay, what did you make of this? Micah Parsons putting some pressure on Jerry. Yeah, EJ.
It also feels a little, to me, we saw Joe Burrow yesterday say, here's the things I'm willing to do to...
Here's a three-point plan of how to lower my cap
lower my cap hit so I can get players here. Micah Parsons has been very not shy about the fact that he wants a big extension. And I don't think he's taking pennies on the dollar. So to say, go make a big move and give no thing of, oh, I'm willing to even give up a little bit in order for you to make a big move.
And Dak didn't do it and CeeDee Lamb didn't do it.
Right, well, only Dak has to do that. No other position than the quarterback is going to take less. Like, the quarterback, that's Dak's role. Like, no defensive end's like, I'm going to take less money to help the team.
But you know the Cowboys are going to say, well, we had to sign Micah Parsons. So
they've
sorry,
already said
we,
it.
We can't sign T. Higgins or some of these guys. Like, it's the numbers are the numbers.
They've already said it. They said last year we're gonna have three guys who are at the highest paid position at their position.
Right, but you guys are saying, you both just said Micah Parsons should, or implied strongly, should take less, and that's not a thing for non quarterbacks. Like, there's no, I don't think.
Only saying that because he's saying, hey, can you go out and sign all these other people? Like, give me every penny and also find money for everyone else.
I don't agree. I don't think anybody but a quarterback has to even consider taking less
money.
Yeah.
Beyond just Micah Parsons, we are also asking you a question about the Dallas Cowboy fans. Perloff said they're a wine and cheese crowd. Do you agree with that?
They were. Now I think that they're kind of a non-crowd from everything I saw
apathetic
last year.
Crowd.
Well, I don't know. I don't even know if they were showing up last year. It does seem like empty seats are going to be a problem in Dallas.
Don't worry. Brian Schottenheimer is going to bring them all back.
I saw the video of L.A. It used to be thousands of people there at camp, and now there was nobody. Literally, it was like a ghost town. Something's happening there.
Yeah, I think the fan base is fed up. 855-212-4227. Adrian's our buddy in Maryland. Adrian, what'd you think of Micah Parsons trying to put some pressure on Jerry?
Hey, that's what he's got to do. He's got to put the pressure, and eventually Jerry's got to say, hey, yeah, these guys are saying I got to do something, make some moves to try to win now. Jerry's got so much time on his earth, unfortunately, but why isn't he trying to, you know, make some moves so he can get to the Super Bowl and get a chance to win the Super Bowl? And Michael Parsons is just doing it. He's just saying, I want to win now. You know, and he even also said, you know, I'll take a pay cut. I don't know how true that is. But he said, I'll take a pay cut. You know, let's try to win this thing now. We got CeeDee Lamb. We got Dak coming back. They got a bunch of players coming back on defense next year off of injury reserve. So he's just putting the pressure on it. And also, Maggie, you got to admit, the media, every player that's a free agent is the landing spot for Dallas. Higgins yesterday, they had on ESPN, oh, Dallas is a perfect fit. Everybody's a perfect fit for Dallas. I don't understand that. They're not.
It's a way to get the Cowboys into the headline, Adrian. So just to be clear, I think I know what you're talking about. Micah Parsons said he would take a pay cut for them to sign Myles Garrett. How big of him?
Right.
Yeah, right. That's not just take a pay cut and like let Jerry in the front office do whatever they want. It was specifically to get Myles Garrett next to him, which would be unbelievable. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, I mean, it can happen. I mean, if Jerry just says, okay, we'll give you next year's first rounder, you know, and maybe another player or whatever. And then, you know, if he's true to his word, he'll take that pay cut, he'll wait, kick it down the road, and they can be able to get Myles Garrett. I'm not saying they're going to get him.
Yeah.
Jerry's got to make some kind of splash this year. He's got to do something.
Adrian, you're the best. Thanks for calling in. I don't think Jerry feels like he's got to do diddly squat.
He should, though. But, you're right. I agree with you. But it is a little weird. The guy's getting older. Like, go all in. Don't just say it.
You know what else I was thinking about? When Bogish brought us the story earlier about 10% of the Giants are for sale, 10% of the Eagles were sold recently, the Bills. And the Eagles' valuation was like $8 billion is what they sold 10% off of. What do you think the Cowboys is?
The most in sports, right?
8.1.
Yeah, I think a little higher. If Philadelphia, which is a smaller city than Dallas, let's just go by city size. I mean, and it's the Cowboys, and it's got all the America's Team stuff. People are wondering, like, what's Jerry in this for?
So, by
the
way,
clearly not the Super Bowls, guys.
They have a lot. They could, if they rearrange these contracts, have a lot of cap space next year. Because they get rid of Zach Martin, DeMarcus Lawrence, Brandon Cooks, all gone. And then they have to do that thing that Joe Burrow was talking about where they have to rearrange Dak's contract. Like, they could get another star in here. So, Jerry actually is going to have some pressure. Like, he could do something. He's got to do it now. Now or never.
See you guys on the phones. You want to talk about Micah Parsons taking aim at the front office saying, do something, for goodness sakes. Will it land on deaf ears, though? 855-212-4227.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. Okay, Saturday Night Live this weekend. We're going to talk about it a little more later in the show. The 50th anniversary. The concert is tonight. I've seen a lot of ads. It's on Peacock. Listen to this lineup far. They're having basically people perform on Saturday Night Live or coming to New York and performing it, stream live, and then I think they're going to do something on NBC. Arcade Fire, Backstreet Boys, Bad Bunny, Bonnie Raitt, Brittany Howard, Chris Martin, Devo, David Byrne, Eddie Vedder, Jack White, Jelly Roll, Lady Gaga, Miley Cyrus, Mumford & Sons, Post Malone, Robin, the B-52s, The Roots, all in one concert.
Wait a minute. Hold on one second. Is this a telethon? How long is this thing going to be?
I think it's 3 hours. It's like Saturday Night Live model. They all do one or two songs.
And it's going to happen at 30 Rock where they tape the show?
I think it's a Radio City.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. So in fact, we talked to someone at the Super Bowl who's going to it. Who would you most want to see out of that group? I assume...
Oh, my.
Manny, you're a Bad Bunny guy, right?
Love me some of that Bad Bunny.
Yeah, I saw him at a Knicks game, so I assume...
It's funny. It's a lot of really current acts, though. I mean, kind of.
Yeah.
You know, Arcade Fire, Coldplay. These are not, this is not the Rolling Stones.
No, which is interesting. Well, Chris, I mean, they're kind of like...
Yeah, I guess they've been around
Eddie Vedder,
for 25
Chris
years.
Martin. Chris Martin's been around for 20 years. I saw Jelly Roll at the Super Bowl. That's going to be fun.
I'd love to see Robin...
That was surprising me. Like, what's a Robin concert even look like?
I think a lot of fun, a lot of high energy. That would be great.
I mean, I guess Post Malone is be a big deal.
What happened to some of the classic acts? You said Bonnie Raitt and Eddie Vedder, but what about some of the older people?
David Byrne and Devo are from the 70s. Yeah, I don't know.
Like, B-52s, I guess, is the 80s.
Yeah, they didn't get the Who and the Rolling Stones. Remember Paul Simon used to be big? Backstreet Boys, anybody?
I mean, sure.
Big Backstreet Boy guy.
Yeah.
They were great.
Arcade Fire, I'm a big fan.
Seen them in concert.
Brittany Howard, Alabama Shakes. Anyone? I know you're a fan of them, right?
Alabama Shakes playing in Queens this summer or in the spring. I want to go see them.
Bogues, you're a little surprised that DMB didn't get the call. Dave Matthews Band.
Does he have a strong SNL? I would think he'd be a player here.
They've certainly been on it. And I don't think he was ever involved in this. So I don't, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, this is going to be a pretty epic show. I mean,
I don't have Peacock, though.
No, I mean, the whole SNL thing. Yeah, I wonder if they'll re-air it on NBC and try and get the most of this, because that is a crazy concert. How long? I can't stay up for that.
There's no shot. Yeah. This would be the concert that never ends. You should at least be raising money for some kind of, deadly disease or something. Let's, like, really get the bang for the buck.
Yeah.
I don't need to be flip about that. I'm just saying.
Crazy. The show has about 400 guests. Like, how are they all going to be in the 3-hour show?
On Sunday?
Yeah.
I know.
Well, they did the 40th anniversary and they packed a lot of celebrities into that one.
And it felt a little disappointing because you don't get enough of the people you want to see.
No chance this is able to live up to the hype. And I'm not trying to be negative and to steal from SNL, a Debbie Downer. But with this much like hype and 50th anniversary, like, is there any way that this delivers?
There's just not enough time. It's like the ESPN halftime show of an NBA game. They could have, like, Sandler will have 30 seconds to make you laugh. It's going to be hard.
Unless they just play some of our favorite sketches. Instead of coming up with new stuff, maybe they just play some of the classics. That's what they did for the 25th anniversary. It was really just classic, bringing back, Buckwheat and bringing back some of the, Frank Sinatra and stuff.
They didn't have like the cast members play those roles. Like, it wasn't Eddie Murphy doing another version of Buckwheat.
No, it was. Oh, but I'm just saying they didn't try to reinvent the wheel and come up with new stuff.
Right, right. That's what they got to do.
They
leaned
in. Like, if you have Mike Myers and Dana Carvey doing Wayne's World, would it be something like that as opposed to let's invent some new sketch?
Yes, exactly. I saw there's a commercial for a Volkswagen where the Californians come back. Remember that skit?
Very good.
Oh, so funny. I wonder a little. Chris Farley, John Belushi, tributes.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, Phil Hartman, a lot of people who
Phil
passed
Hart,
away.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, I'm going to get emotional.
The promos that they've been running, though, for this weekend where it's all of the people's auditions.
Amazing.
And I've seen it a million times, and every time it makes me smile.
Yeah, have you seen those value where it's like a green screen and Will Ferrell say, "Hi, I'm Will Ferrell"?
I love it.
Oh, I would love to be a fly on the wall. I know Will Ferrell did the Get Off the Shed. He said he did the Get Off the Shed where he's just at a barbecue. Get off the shed! Just yells it randomly every minute. And he said Lauren was dying.
Well, that's famously no one ever laughs in any of these auditions.
Yeah, except,
you have no idea how you're doing.
You can't not laugh at Will Ferrell. I think he's an exception. It'll be good, but Maggie, you tempering expectations.
I'm trying to. Come on. It's going to be hard.
I'm bummed it's going up against the NBA All-Star game. I want to, just from my attention standpoint, I want to be able to watch just SNL.
What are you talking about? Of course you're just going
to
watch
no,
SNL.
No, I got to be here Monday morning while you're in Costa Rica. Me and EJ need to pay attention to All-Star Game hot takes for Monday's shows.
Exactly. Wait, wait.
Someone's got to work around
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
Who do you think your audience is? Nobody's watching the All-Star Game.
Oh, that show is one of the easiest shows ever. You just come back and you just
stupid All-Star Games.
How terrible it is. And you get callers for 4 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, the NBA's got to do something. You don't want, like, last year. I know Perloff doesn't remember how much everyone was banging on the All-Star Game, but it was embarrassing.
Well, yeah. The weekend, the whole thing is an interesting thing to talk about. But the game itself, that's been irrelevant for 20 years.
But don't forget, I mean, this year they're trying something different.
That's sure, too.
What, a new form of the Elam ending? What are they doing?
No, it's a tournament.
What are they doing?
Yeah, the round robin, dude.
No idea. What are you talking about? I kind of vaguely know what you're talking about.
So it's going to be a 14-team tournament, and including one of the Rising Stars teams.
Oh, I wanted that to be a surprise for him.
That would have been
funny. He's not watching it.
He's not watching it.
He's not watching it in America. You think he's watching it in Costa Rica? Yeah. There's no shot.
Yeah, that time difference.
I am in the overwhelming majority of American sports fans who do not like the NBA All-Star
Wait
game.
A minute. Hold on. We didn't even think about something that was about to happen here. Do you know who else lives in Costa Rica? Basically full time?
No.
Somebody who, if you ran into them, I would die to be a fly on the wall for that conversation.
Victor Wembanyama?
Guys.
Toby Flenderson.
Giselle. She's lives in Costa Rica almost full time, and she's one of the people, top five people Perloff despises. Does anyone remember this list from Tuesday?
Yeah, I remember.
Which was your list, actually.
It was my list.
Which had nothing to do with people I despise. I've ran into Giselle in the village all the time. And her sister.
I know,
right,
but now
the divorce.
Yeah, this is pre-divorce and also pre you being annoyed by her victimhood. Like, this would be wild if you run into her in Costa Rica.
The heck is she doing in Costa Rica?
She lives there.
Why?
That's where the isn't that where what's his name is from? Or are they already going there?
The jiu-jitsu instructor?
Yeah.
No, I think they're both there.
He's Brazilian, I thought.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I thought he was the connection to Costa Rica.
Mm. We're a little light on the details, but I know that they live there.
So you see a tall, pregnant lady.
No, she had the baby.
Wow, I'm way behind.
Bogus. Get your head out of the clouds.
Yeah. She's just not that important. I'm with you.
She's going to be indoors watching the NBA All-Star Game because of the future scene.
The international
really
feed of the Rising
Robin.
Stars.
Yeah.
They
hey,
couldn't
maybe
even get
Manny's perfect Valentine's Day. Too bad she's taken.
They couldn't even get Sabrina and Steph going. Like, this is a nothing burger. I do like the side stuff, like the celebrities who show up, but where is this game?
San Francisco.
No, San Francisco. That's kind of cool, but no, I'm not missing this.
It's the 25th anniversary of your favorite All-Star moment, maybe, arguably.
What's that?
Vince Carter, slam dunk contest.
Oh,
same city.
I've been seeing that on TV a lot. Got it. There you go.
Still not doing it.
There will be no Vince Carter this weekend, though, fortunately.
Actually, Vince Carter
could probably still dunk.
Honestly, yeah, probably.
I'll tell you one thing. One of the hosts of the All-Star weekend, do not expect a lot out of Adam Lefko from TNT.
Why not?
I saw him Monday morning in the airport. He
stayed Eagles
up.
Fan.
He stayed up. He's from suburban Philadelphia, just like me. I think at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, had not gone to sleep. Apparently, partied with Nick Sirianni at the Eagles party the night before.
There we go.
He had no voice. I'm like, what are you doing, dude? He's like, well, I'll take a lozenge. I got to go on TV tomorrow. And he's calling the Futures game, right?
He usually does.
Yes. Yeah,
he might be calling the All-Star game. He's done that too for a while.
And the best thing about All-Star Weekend is Charles's voice by the end.
Just non-existent. Sounds like he's been chewing on glass.
Just air.
Yeah.
I feel bad.
That's what will happen if you can find a craps table that closes. Meanwhile, Bogus has headlines for us after that. I'm sure the NBA was thrilled with that last segment that we had.
I got this bracelet from a guy in the steam room.
We'll get to the NBA in just a second. First things first, Hamilton County, Ohio prosecutors yesterday added to the charges against the three men accused of robbing Joe Burrow's house. The trio indicted on a felony charge of engaging in a pattern of corrupt activity and second-degree felony burglary. Lawyers also releasing pictures of what was taken from Burrow's house. Some of those pictures have these dudes wearing Burrow's jewelry.
Dude, they had all the LSU stuff in the backseat of the car. These might be some of the more dumb criminals we've ever encountered.
But, I mean, the guy's wearing a big diamond-encrusted number 9 pendant. I think you're guilty.
It's like, no. I also have a number 9.
Yeah, I was 9 in high school.
No, that's mine. 9 lives, which these guys are going to need. Yeah, it's like, no, this is my backless tuxedo. That
we didn't get rings after winning the state championship. We got these diamond chains.
My initials are also JB.
Right.
Jalen Brunson.
Jamar Chase gave it to me as well. NBA last night. Anthony Edwards stealing souls.
Nas with it off to Ant. Drives in and hammers it through with the right hand. Oh, he's hunting down Chet Holmgren, coming back down the floor. Ant is fired up. 20-15, an electrifying dunk by Edwards.
Alan Horton on T-Wolves Radio, the early poster, propelling Minnesota to a 116-101 win over OKC, ending the Thunder's seven-game win streak. Edwards scored 23-27 from Naz Reid. Norm Powell had 41, then the Clippers 120-116 OT win in Utah. The Pelicans in OT beat the Kings 140-133 to snap their 10-game losing streak. And the Mavs beat the Heat 118-113 without Kyrie, without Klay Thompson, on top of their usual long-term injuries. Center Daniel Gafford now expected to miss 6 weeks with a sprained right MCL.
Yikes.
Women's number one UCLA, no longer perfect. The Bruins take their first loss in Game 24, 71-60. At number six, USC, Juju Watkins, 38 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists, and 8 blocks for those Trojans. On the men's side, number 25, Maryland, an 83-75 winner at Nebraska. USA Hockey off and running at the Four Nations Faceoff.
Michael Tkachuk, score! Second of the game for Brady Tkachuk. Team USA has blown this game open in 3 minutes of third period time.
Bob Wischusen on ESPN, 3 goals in the first 3 minutes of the third period, creating a 5-1 lead, which became a 6-1 win over Finland. Brady Tkachuk and brother Matthew each scoring twice. St. Louis Cardinals GM John Mozeliak said yesterday he assumes third baseman Nolan Arenado will remain with the club for now, but most people around baseball think trade talks will pick back up very quickly. Arenado linked most strongly to the Yankees at the moment, and Denny McCarthy leads after round one of the Genesis Invitational after a 4-under-68 at Pebble Beach yesterday. Scotty Scheffler in a group that's 2 shots back. Is that your exasperated sound over Arenado?
Oh, no. I was like, that's a big get for the Yankees. I mean, I know they didn't get Soto, but like that, he'd be pretty good, right? I'm a big Nolan Arenado fan.
Well, he had a bad year last year, which is why the Cardinals were willing to trade him.
I want him on the Phillies badly.
Listen, Yankees need a third baseman. They didn't get one this offseason.
I think the biggest thing we've learned about the Yankees, and we could ask this to Ricky Ricardo yesterday, who's the Spanish language voice of the Eagles, but also the Yankees, and follows these teams as close as anybody. The Yankees have the formula. Overspend for talent, right? Like, you need big stars. That's just what works for the Yankees. It worked last year with Juan Soto. They traded for him, so they didn't actually sign him. But you just need to overwhelm. Like, that's the Yankee formula. They're not winning in the margins. Aaron Boone's not a good enough manager. They don't have a good enough front office to outsmart everybody. That's just not who they are. So you got to go after the big fish, the big dudes.
I love
it. And not win the World Series?
Well, I'm just saying, at least they made it back.
Yeah.
For the first time since 2009. You're not winning on the margins with Gleyber Torres. You know what I'm saying?
I love WFAN Maggie when she comes back to the show for a little bit.
Hey, you can hear it. Hi.
Like the energy changes. Like it's a little angrier. A little...
I know. That's the love language over there.
No, you're stupid. I was like, the Yankees are looking at Nolan Arenado became just like, rah, let's go.
I just like popped up for Valentine's Day to give you an angry Yankees take, and then I'm just going to go back into my hole.
Like, it was somewhat confusing because it's like, we should pay, we shouldn't pay. I don't even know. I left that like, wait, do we want Arenado? Do we not want Arenado?
Did I call someone a joke?
New York bagel order just came into the studio randomly.
Somehow I took out Brian Cashman.
By the way, he was bad. I'm looking at his stats. He had 272 last year. That was his bad year. He's still like pretty good. And isn't he a magician at third?
Yeah, he's an upgrade to what the Yankees have, but he's not peak Nolan Arenado.
Got it. Got it.
Big decline from where he's been. He's a stud. I should love Arenado. He just wasn't that last year.
855-212-4227 Bogish, thanks so much. Coming up in honor of Valentine's Day, I will give you the top 5 most impactful sports massacres we've ever seen. And by that, I mean losses. Big losses that ended up meaning a lot more than just what happened in competition that day. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
This is the way we celebrate love around here. talking about worst losses that could possibly exist in sports. So we'll do that, and we see you guys on the phones too. Don't move.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. All right, we want to do something a little Valentine's Day-y.
Yeah, I'm always up for a good holiday segment.
Okay, well, I don't know why. Maybe this says a little bit about me, But when I think of Valentine's Day, I start thinking about the Valentine's Day Massacre.
Mm-hmm.
So I started thinking about some of the most impactful losses that have happened in the history of sports. Because let's be honest, guys, I think we just watched one on Sunday. It was very... It's something that's going to live for, I think, for a long time, that the Philadelphia Eagles put a stop to what could have been history in a Chiefs three-peat. And on top of that, it was a beatdown.
Definitely.
So, without further ado, here are the top five most impactful losses to ever happen in sports, according to me. Okay. Fifth on this list. Holly Holm upsets Ronda Rousey.
Beautiful. Again, beautiful. She's out.
She's in trouble.
She's out. Hey, out. Holly looking to finish.
She's out.
Holly Holm is the new UFC bantamweight champion of the world.
Oh, my God.
Happened in Australia. You guys have to remember just how big Ronda Rousey was at this moment. And why I think this is the fifth most impactful loss in sports history is because Ronda Rousey basically had one more fight and then never fought again in UFC. Went on to WWE, still hasn't fought again in UFC, and basically just set sail on her entire combat fighting career, Perloff. It was so impactful because Ronda took UFC to a new height, I think a little like Caitlin Clark did for women's basketball. Ronda put UFC, I think, into a different stratosphere. She was such a big deal, and that upset loss and the fact that she basically never fought again was huge.
Yeah, what happened to Holly Holm?
She continued to fight.
Yeah, she had another couple big fights. Yeah, that, I remember that being a massive deal.
Number four on the list of the most impactful losses in the history of sports, it's got to be the NFL, and it's got to be a team we still talk about. It was the massacre, the beatdown, what the 85 Bears did to the New England Patriots.
Alladay, a first and goal. Perry. That one registered 3.8. Another Super Bowl record, the first refrigerator to score.
And why this was such an impactful beatdown and massacre is because, Perloff, how many one-off teams do we really stand the test of time? The 85 Bears is still shorthand benchmark for all-time great defenses. And we can talk about the 2000 Ravens. You can talk about the Tampa Bay Bucks. But the standard, the gold standard of ferocious defenses is the 85 Bears. And that final score of 46-10 when it was a defense-first team and they even still... put together that kind of beatdown, that's the fifth most important massacre in the history of sports.
Fourth,
excuse me.
Yeah, but obviously one of the takeaways, you notice Fridge Perry ran it in and Walter Payton did not. Still a killer for some Chicago fans. Yeah, I think the SNL skit with the Bears helped yes. Keep that alive in our memories too. The Bears.
Yeah, whole plane doesn't make it. Only Mike Ditka arrives to the field. Ditka by 20.
Who wins the Indy 500? Ditka driving the team bus or the racers? Ditka.
Okay, number three on the list of most important sports losses or massacres in honor of Valentine's Day, this would be history being made when the first ever 16 seed upset a 1 seed in the NCAA tournament.
Every game that we saw was close. This has been just total destruction.
Look at this. Exclamation.
Superlatives, you can't come up with enough. Absolute. Incredible performance.
Shock and awe in college basketball. UNBC makes history in Charlotte.
Final score 74-54. UMBC beat one of the number one seeds, the number one overall seed in the tournament, UVA. We had never seen it before. Mm-hmm. Now we've seen it since, but we'd never seen it before. It was, you know, just stunning, as Nan said, shock and awe.
Yeah, I mean, is it the greatest upset in college basketball history? Not necessarily, though. It is sort of, but then again, not sort of. Also, UVA made it one at all next year.
That's true, but I'm talking about most impactful losses and massacres in honor of Valentine's Day, and I think we really never thought we'd see it. You know, 16 seed upsetting a one, and it happened. And of all teams, it was UMBC. It's like not even a, you know, football, excuse me, a basketball like legacy school.
Yeah. I mean, you could have gone Chaminade, you could have gone Villanova, you could have NC State. But I mean, 16-1, I thought it would never happen. Now, yeah, you're right. Then Purdue did. And also got to the final next year. But yeah, that was crazy. UMBC, I've never even heard of until that game.
Most people, I don't think, had ever heard of them. Okay, we're talking about the top five most impactful sports losses, massacres, if you will, in honor of Valentine's Day. Number two on this list, one of the biggest boxing upsets we've ever seen, and that would be Buster Douglas taking down Mike Tyson.
Intimidated, he wants to keep it going. Mike actually has put Buster landing these... Oh, nice uppercut by Buster Douglas! Look at this! He's knocked down for the first time in his career! Mike Tyson hits the canvas! He's in big trouble. He's not gonna make it. Unbelievable! Buster Douglas is the new heavyweight champion of the world.
42-1 underdog Buster Douglas was to Mike Tyson in that fight, Perloff. And, you know, I think why it's my second most impactful massacre or loss in sports history in honor of Valentine's Day is because it took some of the shine away from Tyson.
You know, some of.
He was so indestructible and so ferocious, feared, you know, this took a little of the shine off and I think was a turning point in Mike's career about him being the most feared boxer of all time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Know? And one of the biggest punchers of all time. Okay, number one on the list, sports massacres in honor of Valentine's Day. The most impactful beatdowns we've ever seen. I got to take you to the year 2000, U.S. Open Pebble Beach, and a man by the name of Tiger Woods.
And Tiger Woods is the 100th U.S. Open champion in history. A remarkable week by a remarkable player.
15 strokes he won this major, Perloff. It is one of the most dominant golf performances, and why I think it's the most impactful is because what Tiger ended up meaning to the sport. And we talk about Jordan and Gretzky and these guys who are one of what they do for any individual sport. Tiger Woods is the epitome of all of that. He is the standard of one guy taking a sport into such a stratosphere that they had never achieved or even fathom touching. What Tiger did for golf is bigger than what any of these other athletes did for their sports, and so that is number one on the list. Massacres. Tiger Woods destroying the field at Pebble Beach in 2000 was the most impactful sports massacre we've ever seen.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, that was 15. Is that the biggest win ever at that tournament?
At the time, yeah.
Yeah. Crazy. One thing I'll say, it's a very, very good list.
Thank you.
Some of them are blowouts and some of them are upsets. Which direction? Like, you're a little bit on two different planes there. Like, what define a massacre?
Well, see, I think that's, I took a little bit of a liberal view. None of them were by an eyelash. Okay. So right. It wasn't squeaking by. It wasn't, say, UMBC beat UVA 16 seed to upset a one and they beat him by a buzzer beating three. This was 74-54. It was a 20-point beatdown. People who left no doubt. Is what it was.
Got it.
Yeah.
If you're going to put, did you look at any other Super Bowls? The Seahawks Broncos jumps to my mind.
I did. But here's why I didn't put I put the 85 Bears winning and beating the Patriots 46-10 because we still talk about the 85 Bears. You know, how much are we, listen, I love the Seahawks and the Legion of Boom and they beat Peyton Manning and it was from the very first snap that goes over Peyton Manning's head and safety into the end zone and it was over. But I don't think we remember that team as being an all-time... It's not shorthand in the NFL for great defense. Like, what do you think you are, the 85 Bears? Like, that's still what we use all these years later. I don't think the Legion of Boom quite had the impact that the 85 Bears
did. Mr. Unlimited.
Yeah, totally. One, I also remember the Steve Young Super Bowl. That was the craziest, the easiest win I've ever seen in any game in my entire life against Chargers.
Yeah,
what about the Chargers. 55-10. How about the Yanks? Remember that year they beat the Padres? They were pretty. That was a massacre. It was like a Tiger Woods like run for that team.
Yeah, I did look at that. But, you know, listen, the Yankees won a lot. And they won a lot before that. They haven't really won a lot since, but they won a lot before that. Sorry, Manny. And, you know, that versus any other of the championships in the dynasty, what did it really mean? I tried to pick five massacres that really had tentacles, like fallout.
Yeah, yeah. And one more. Remember that team, Bishop Sycamore, who lost to, I think, IMG Academy?
I like
that.
I thought about it.
Yeah, that one was a massacre.
Yeah.
For college basketball, I thought maybe UNLV beating Duke by 30, because that really was kind of the origin story to Duke becoming what they became the next year when they upset them and then won the championship.
Yeah, I like the 16 seed over the one. Because up until we watched it with our own eyes, I don't think we believed it would happen. And then it happened and it was a blowout. Which is why I had it as number three on my list of biggest sports massacres. Okay, lots more to do, including new sheriff in town.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.